Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the godfather of soul. We're not going to go very long on this show without a little bit of James coming at you. 23 after, thanks for being part of my day, having a great visit with our new friend John Graves, the author of The 7% Solution, You Can't Afford a Comfortable Retirement. John H. Graves is the name of the book. He is a chartered life underwriter, a certified financial planner, and his company is the Renaissance Group LLC. And he's a guy who you can count on for investment advice. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell us again how we can find you in the book, please.
Thank you. It's at theretirementjournal.com. Or the book is available at Amazon for an e-book or for print book.
Just got an award, too. Tell us about that.
Oh, thank you. It was the National Book Award for Best Personal Finance of 2012.
How about that?
Living Now. Yeah.
No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, folks. Only the best for my audience. Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Let's do a profile. Let's take a small business scenario and tell us how. Because, as you know, small business owners are different from an employee, a manager of a big company, or, you know, somebody in the management profile of a company or whatever. Because, you know, our business has always got its hand out for more money. And so a small business's retirement portfolio is going to look a lot different from an employee, isn't it?
That's right. As entrepreneurs, as you or I or your listeners are business owners, we're willing to take risk. We accept that as part of our lifestyle. And we turn our clocks on every morning. We get up and turn ourselves on, open the door, close the door in the evening. So we're used to being the owner, responsible for our own future. One of the best ways to do that financially is as we become successful is to own the building that we operate out of.
Yeah, thank you.
And the second way is to, Uncle Sam allows us to put aside money into a retirement account, and frankly, it's the best game in town.
I know people who open a little business, bought the building they were in, outgrew it, moved to a bigger building, kept that building, and rented it. That two or three times before you know it, they own half the city. they just kept growing and moving out of it, and eventually, I don't know how many times, John, I've seen this happen. After 40 years, the business that they started actually turns out not to be worth much anymore because the economy has moved on. But they're sitting on a few million dollars worth of real estate. They let the business dry up, but they retired on the real estate.
And the real estate.
I don't know how many times I've seen that happen.
Yeah, it pays them income from their long-term tenants that are getting 7-8% net on their capital.
Mm-hmm.
Now
exactly.
that's a good long-term strategy.
But let's all right. So now that we got the real estate, and by the way, folks, you can charge yourself a premium. You can charge yourself your business a premium. Rent too. Now the IRS is not going to let you go too far afield, but you can charge a premium, and on the real estate that your business is in. Talk to us about some of the other things that we can do. What do you recommend? Stocks? You recommend bonds, annuities? What do you recommend?
Individual stocks and individual bonds, when wisely purchased, which is what I describe in the book, can give you 5, 6, 7% or more.
Are these dividend companies?
That's right.
Income companies.
Not
growth companies.
Company.
No. Not growth companies.
Companies that have virtually no debt, that have been paying dividends for 10, 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Think of utility company, your telephone company, mm-hmm. your gas company, wherever your folks are. Those tend to pay very stable dividends, and they don't have a lot of debt, and they get regular income because you and I pay bills.
Right.
It's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Bonds from those same companies can pay us 5 or 6% interest. Again, you want to get what are called investment grade bonds.
Sometimes investment advisors will say, okay, this year's a good year for stocks, not a good year for bonds. Next year turns out to be a good, the opposite. Should we care about all that?
None of us has a clue what's going to happen in the future. Remember that. None of us. None of us has a crystal ball. So anyone who comes at you and says, this is what's going to happen, walk out the door.
Mm-hmm.
We do not know what's going to happen in the future. is this hurricane coming in New York going to be good or bad for the economy? Is it going to be good or bad for the elections? Who knows? Who can say? It's pure speculation. Whoever wins the election, will that be good or bad for the economy, mm-hmm. for the business, for the local states, for the regions? Nobody knows.
Do you like the index funds?
For those people who are willing to not take a lot of risk, those are very inexpensive approaches, and they're mm-hmm. very cost sensitive.
Once you're getting close to retirement, aren't you kind of getting low on the risk side of things?
You are, and that's why you buy individual bonds, and you buy bonds that mature a few each year,
right?
6-7 years out.
Coupons, that kind of thing.
Coupons, and every time the bond matures, you go out and you buy a new one at a new coupon, and you hold that for 5 or 6 or 10 years,
right?
And inflation works to your advantage. If inflation goes up, the bond, new bond that you buy pays
right.
a higher interest rate.
Is life insurance a good deal anymore? Permanent life insurance. Not. I know we know. We all know what the term insurance does. What about permanent
right.
life insurance?
For the business owner, if you are extremely successful and you're sitting on gobs of money in the bank and you can't figure out how to better use it any other way, then life insurance is the last best choice.
Life insurance is really just to protect your folks.
That's
if you
it.
Should die,
that's
not really
a,
as much of an investment vehicle, is it?
That's all it's for.
Yeah.
It's protection.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Give us the website again, please, John.
It's theretirementjournal.com.
The book is called The 7% Solution, John H. Graves. Hey, John, good job today. Congratulations on the book. Will you come back another day?
I would be glad to. Thank you very much for your time, Jim.
Enjoyed you having you here. Come back soon.
Thank you, sir.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.